You can ask the youngest child who took religious education Saturday, yesterday, and they will tell you what it means to fast. They will tell you that fasting doesn't simply mean to give up food. And it's interesting that out of all the things the church asks us to fast from, they never say give up chocolate or alcohol. But that's the one thing we usually like to give up. But fasting has three components. Yes, you have to discipline yourself to give up those things which are allowed, so that you might have control over your soul and body, over your life, so that when temptation comes, you have the discipline and experience to say, I know how to say no, and I know how to say yes. The second thing is prayer. People don't give themselves to prayer because often we like to be entertained. You can go to a great church and hear beautiful preaching, beautiful singing, and see beautiful art. And after the ceremony is over, you can leave without having prayed at all. Because entertainment is not church. Prayer is something you have to do. There is no surrogacy for prayer. No one can do it for you. No one can say, I believe, and make that action. Only you can. In our human relationships, the way we relate to God and the way we relate to one another is often the same. So if we want to be entertained in religion, sometimes we like to be entertained in our relationships. The problem is, when two people don't feel like entertaining each other, what's left? To get to know God and to get to know your husband, your wife, your friend, is not always entertaining, but is always enriching. When we stop and we say, not what can God do for me, what can my friend, how can they entertain me, it's so much fun being with them, but ask ourselves the question, what is important in their lives? Where are they now? What do they value? And how can I serve them as a good friend, a good husband, a good wife, a good brother or sister? In relationships and in prayer, we need to find out, what does the other person want? What does God want from me? What's important for God? Am I talking without listening in prayer? Is God sending me signals and signs, but I can't read them because I'm not paying attention? So fasting is about giving up stuff. It's about prayer. And finally, it's about good deeds, doing actual things for other people. That's the whole goal of the great fast or of Lent, so you become a better person. In today's story of the publican and the Pharisee does all good things. He goes, I fast twice a week. I give money to the poor. I pray. Great stuff. The only thing he was missing was a good intention. You know, when you have people who do you favors, sometimes you are suspicious and you say, what do they want from me? What's in it for them? And when you find that true friend, that great person in your life who only cares about you and is doing things so that you might have a better life, you say, I have found sincerity. We value that, and so does God. So in prayer, in fasting, and in good deeds, your intention makes everything golden, or your intention makes everything bad. Because at the end of the story, the Pharisee goes, thank God I'm not like that loser. Thank God I'm not messed up like those people. Thank God I'm just a great loving guy. You are never made better by comparison. You are never made worse by comparison. You are who you are because of what you do, and more importantly, the reason why you do it. Pray, fast, and do good deeds so that you might become a better person, because you care about yourself and you love your neighbor and your God. And then at the end of Lent, you say, I didn't just lose 5 pounds, but I became a better person, which is the goal of all fasting. Slava Isusu Christu.